A city of 18 million produces a lot of trash. Much of Cairo's ends up here, in Garbage City, a Coptic Christian enclave where people recycle just about everything. Lately, they're getting help from a secret source. Pigs, the ultimate in organic waste management, are making a small, clandestine comeback. The government ordered all pigs killed in 2009, saying they posed a health hazard. Even the World Health officials disagreed. Some pigs escaped the culling. Few Egyptians acknowledge they're here, but those in charge of garbage collecting argue their importance.
Non-human organic waste makes up half of Egypt's garbage, and the pig gets rid of it.
Since the culling, Cairo has become far dirtier, and thousands of pig farmers have lost their jobs. And only a few butchers remain, relying on imports. Christians are free to eat pork, and farmers have built a new slaughterhouse in hope the trade will be revived. But the government has yet to approve it.
There are officials who say, be a little patient. Does that mean the government is objecting? We don't know. We can't understand not having the slaughterhouse, because pigs are here.
Back in Garbage City, Father Saman Ibrahim thinks he knows why a Christian custom is suppressed in a Muslim-majority land.
They consider pigs unclean, and this is, of course, a form of blind intolerance.
He denies there are pigs in Garbage City, but sees no reason there shouldn't be.
What's wrong with it? It's God's creation. So leave in peace those who work and eat from it.
With little regulation in current chaotic Egypt, the pigs themselves are being left in peace, at least if they stay out of sight. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.